This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The human rights situation in Russia has significantly deteriorated since it invaded Ukraine in February last year, a United Nations expert said at a news conference on Friday.
The level of repression against the civil society, independent media, and generally to anybody with a dissenting voice in the Russian society is unprecedented in recent history.
Marina Katrova alleges Russian authorities have carried out mass arbitrary arrests of critics of the war and says those detained risk death due to the, quote, persistent use of torture and ill treatment. Thousands of migrants have crossed into the United States in recent days, marking a turning point after numbers had plummeted in recent months. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Scenes of thousands of migrants gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border are reminiscent of the influx the country saw before U.S. President Joe Biden in May rolled out a new policy to deter illegal crossings. Within a month, those tough measures, such as deporting migrants and banning re-entry for 5 years, drove the border crossing rate down some 70%. But 4 months on, and the early deterrent effects appear to be wearing off. Record numbers of migrants in the thousands have crossed into the United States in recent days, with many more still arriving by bus and cargo trains to Mexican border towns.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. China and Syria have announced the formation of a strategic partnership as Chinese leader Xi Jinping kicked off a series of diplomatic meetings ahead of the upcoming Asian Games. Xi met Syrian President Bashar Assad on Friday in the southern Chinese city of Hangzhou, which is hosting the 15-day sports competition. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan says it's delivering food and other humanitarian aid to Nagorno-Karabakh 2 days after the region's ethnic Armenian separatist government called a ceasefire in a short but intense fight with Azerbaijani forces. Nagorno-Karabakh's 120,000 people have suffered severe shortages of food and medicine since late last year when a blockade began of the road connecting the region to Armenia. Azerbaijan on Tuesday launched an offensive to reclaim its territory, but talks on the region's reintegration into Azerbaijan have not reached final agreement. Kenya will lead a multinational effort of 1,000 soldiers to help restore peace in Haiti, an issue addressed this week at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. VOA senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Brzuti reports.
But the idea of a UN multinational force worries some New York Haitians who remember the 2010 Napalese UN force that brought cholera to their country.
The gang violence is resonating in Haiti, and Haitians created it, so we need to fix it ourselves.
The thing that's going on with the country, with there's no safety, especially after the president got assassinated, so nobody really feels safe.
The Security Council is expected to vote next week on sending the multinational force from Kenya to Haiti. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News at the United Nations.
A small but restive volcano near the Philippine capital, Manila, spewed above-average sulfur dioxide and volcanic smog on Friday, prompting authorities to close schools in dozens of cities and towns and to urge people to stay indoors. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
Located in a scenic lake in Batangas province near Manila, Taal, which is 1,020 foot high, is among the most active of 24 volcanoes in the Philippines. In January 2020, it spewed a column of ash and steam as high as 9.3 miles, forcing more than 100,000 people to evacuate and causing dozens of flight cancellations. Volcanic smog, or VOG, consists of fine droplets containing volcanic gas like sulfur that can irritate the eyes, throat, and respiratory tract.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of the northeastern state of New Jersey and his wife have been indicted on charges of bribery. Federal prosecutors on Friday announced the charges against the 69-year-old Democrat nearly 6 years after an earlier criminal case against him ended with a deadlocked jury. The Senate Historical Office says Menendez appears to be the first sitting senator in U.S. history to be indicted on two unrelated charges. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.